Hey people, do you want to polish your watch like a professional for under 20 bucks? Well, today's episode is being sponsored by Cape Cod Polishing Cloth, the only cloth that cleans, polishes, and protects. Order your Cape Cod Polishing Cloth kit today. Go to www.capecodpolish.com. In the kit, you get 12 metal polishing cloths, a buffing cloth, and a pair of reusable gloves. It's the best 20 bucks you'll ever spend, and you'll love the results. Okay, on with the show. Today's episode features my year-end review, so sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on there, watch fans? It's Amit Dave Honda, and welcome to my podcast. So I'm recording this the day before Christmas Eve. I wanted to do my year-end review, and so many great things happened this year. So many wonderful, incredible things happened in the watch industry. You know, we start out with SIHH 2017. We had some incredible things from IWC, from Vacheron Constantin, from Panerai. They came up with another, Panerai came up with another Bronzo. There were some limited edition pieces that were made that were just amazing. Most recently, the 721, which will be debuting at SIHH 2018 at the end of January. Some great things from Montblanc, smartwatch that came out from them. There were some complicated things that came out from Vacheron. AP, Audemars Piguet came out with the frosted gold, which is quite a cool process of hammering out the gold to make it look textured. You know, as per usual, Panerai stuff was, some of it was very revolutionary in terms of the materials they used to make their cases, but, you know, like hard to get. I mean, stuff that probably still won't deliver till next year. You know, Cartier came out with some great stuff. They reintroduced the Panthère, which was an iconic watch for them. Great, you know, sort of square case. And very elegant, very refined, very sophisticated. So, you know, that was kind of SIHH. Rolex sponsored the Oscars in 2017. That was great. Ryan Gosling kind of, when he won a Golden Globe, was wearing, you know, a sort of vintage Precision, which was a watch that I owned before myself. And bringing back the golden age of Hollywood, that was great to see that. It was great to see the montage of movies that Rolex has been in with their sponsoring of the Academy Awards and just amazing stuff all around. This was a great year for Rolex, really good year for Rolex. I'll get into that in a minute, but you know, it was really a banner year for Rolex if I think about it in every way, shape, and form. Then we go, you know, that, you know, SIHH 2017 was in at the end of January. Then we head over at the end of March to Basel World, you know, 2017, where Rolex debuted a bunch of different watches, you know, very hard to get watches, very iconic watches, watches that really, you know, the stainless steel Skydweller was released, which was a huge hit. The 50th anniversary of the Rolex Seadweller 4000 came out with red writing. That was awesome. Super happy and excited about that. That was really like one of those gifts from Rolex, you know, because that watch is definitely going up in value as well. Some great things from Patek, some amazing things from other watch brands as well. Even Nomos Glashütte came out with their different their club series, which was awesome. You know, Patek came out with this incredible perpetual calendar, one of my favorite looking perpetual calendars, with this sort of off-white color that looks like a sort of like a cream patina. Just an amazing piece. Really. I'm not a massive fan of Patek, but, you know, that was a great piece. They also came out with their Pilot for $25,000, which is going for over $50,000 now, which is an amazing piece. It's a steel Pilot watch, just a time, I believe it's time only. There's not even a date on that watch. Very clean, very classic, very Patek, very cool, you know, and it's, you know, they only made, I believe, 600 pieces. It was, it debuted in the early summertime. Cipriani's in New York. Paddock did a huge show. They took over Cipriani's, the legendary restaurant, and they debuted some stuff. This watch, the pilot that I'm talking about, as well as some of their museum pieces. Big year for Patek and Rolex. It was a really big year for Patek and Rolex. So that it was a great year in watches in general. I have to say it was, a lot of years, I'll tell you, it just all looks the same. But this year was a year I'll truly never forget, as far as the watch industry goes. IWC as well, by the way, they debuted some brands. You didn't hear about certain pieces till sort of summertime, even though they may have been debuted in Basel and Geneva. I didn't go to either one, but definitely, IWC, of course, introduced three new Pilots watches, which were incredibly cool. Two big Pilots, one in titanium for the first time with blue hands, one in bronze for the first time with blue hands, and then a Mark 18 in titanium, which is super cool with blue hands. Love it. Absolutely love it. Adore it. Want to have the Mark 18 and titanium. I've already had the big Pilot. Crown is pretty sharp, so I'm still reeling from the mark that my original big Pilot crown made that I wore in 2002. It's still there, and I haven't worn that watch in 10 years. So, but IWC had a great year as well. But it was a massive year for Rolex and even Tudor. Tudor was wow. I mean, they signed David Beckham as well as Lady Gaga as their two ambassadors, worldwide ambassadors, to bring more, I'd say, attention to them as on more of a mainstream level, especially with the kind of fan base that both Lady Gaga and David Beckham have on a worldwide scale, brings a lot of eyeballs onto the brand that may have never heard of it before. So that's good for Tudor. They also debuted the Black Bay Chronograph, which is awesome. It's using a Breitling base movement. And then developing it into their own in-house movement. That was the real winner. It's like sort of like a tribute to the Daytona in their own way. And I like it much more because it's much more subtle. You think it's a Rolex from a distance, and it's made, Tudor is made by Rolex, but it's special. It has the red writing on it as well. They also introduced the Black Bay SNG steel and gold. That was a really big winner for them as well. And, it was an amazing year for Tudor and Rolex overall. I mean, and then you get later into the year, like sort of towards the end of the summer, beginning of the fall in November, most recently Tudor, the Black Bay Chronograph on a strap won the GPHG award. GPHG is a huge honor, huge prestigious award in the watch industry. That was massive for them. And, that I believe that one watch and GPHG, they won for the Black Bay Chronograph, but then there was also the only watch. They made a watch for only watch, which was a left-handed Black Bay bronze, which is super cool. And, that raised over $300,000 for Duchenne muscular dystrophy. The only watch is, something where it's every 2 years. There's a bunch of watch companies that participate, and they only make a one of a kind piece for that, and then that gets auctioned off, and the proceeds go for Duchenne muscular dystrophy. And Patek and Tudor once again achieved record breaking results at that auction, and then we get to October, actually, before that, Paul Newman Daytona sold at auction for record-breaking $17.8 million. I mean, that's just ridiculous. Amazing. Solidifying their place as king in the watch industry. I'm focusing only on Rolex and Patek and Tudor, and I'm mentioning a few of the other brands, but those are the brands to me that are very important. It's very important. I mean, they're the leaders in the watch industry for a reason. those of you who know me and know what I do other than the mainstream brands and the other brands, this was a huge year for me as well for the brand that I distribute that's made in Providence, Rhode Island. It's called Kingsley 1945 Watches. We introduced a new collection, the Type 4 Half Pounder Collection, and we also made an extension to our Type 3 collection, which is the Type 3 Automatic King Seal Collection, which we released in the fall. It did very well for us. Round case, pocket watch kind of case, known as the trench case with a big onion crown. We did those last year in quartz. This year we released them in automatic with new dials, which is a combination of the north and south being at the 12 and the 6, so the N and the S, and then the 9 and the 3 as well. So it was a combination of an Arabic dial as well as compass point dial. 1200 in steel, 1300 in steel bronze, and 1300 in steel black PVD. Did very well. The reception was incredible. We also released a watch in the Type 4 collection, Half Pounder collection. We were also the first company to take Ethereum and Bitcoin as payments. So, our Ethereum members looked at the Type 4, and since it's the same color blue as the Ethereum logo, they deemed it as the Ethereum watch. And so that watch has gone on to have cult-like status. I think we only made 50 pieces, and the prices have gone up by a couple $100 from the original retail. The original retail was $1,300, and I believe the new retail will be either $1,500 or $1,600. It was a big year for me as well because of the, I launched a new website, and I just thought it was a great year. I was very busy this year. I hope to be much busier next year. Usually I travel all the time, and I did travel a little bit, mostly for family, but it was a good year for me as well because I really got to focus, here in Vegas with my loyal fan base and my clients, and next year I want to focus on partnerships and doing different things that I've been working on myself. Hopefully expanding the distribution of Kingsley 1945 watches. It's such a great, great brand, and I'm really excited about its evolution. I hope all of you have a great Christmas. I hope you spend it with loved ones. I hope you eat lots of yummy food and be merry and drink responsibly and to excess. If you enjoy more than one cocktail like me, I can't believe how quickly this year has flown by and how many great things have come about. For the most part, it was an amazing year, and I'm super grateful to everybody who supported me, who helped me, who believed in me, all of the restaurants that I go to, all of the places I network at in Las Vegas, at Aria and Cosmopolitan, and all the GMs and all the, everybody, all the waiters, the waitresses, all the people in the back of the house, like all the higher ups. It's just without that support, I couldn't do what I do so effortlessly, and they make me look really good. So a huge shout out to my MGM family, a huge shout out to the people that, I see on a daily basis, who I talk to, who send me clients. I mean, it's just amazing. I also got profiled in an incredible online article. It was called Inside Hook is the name of the online publication. They did a story on me, 10 questions about a day in the life of a watch concierge. So I'm really grateful for that opportunity, and things are just unbelievable, and I know that they're going to continue to get better. And just be kind to each other, and enjoy yourselves, have fun. I wish you nothing but the best, you, your family, for a really happy, healthy holiday season and a wonderful 2018. And until next year, rock on, fly back, and I'm sure we will catch up soon.